Ksubis, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. We continue with the discussion of schusim that a husband has in his wife. Metzia so yisho umaisi odeo labailo. Metzia so yisho is a little bit of a chiddush we didn't have before. Maisi odeim we've had extensively over the last perek and a half. That her maisi odeim go to her husband, that's pashut. Metzia is something that she didn't work for. It's not the product of her work. On the other hand, she was koinit. She was walking in the forest, and there are wild berries, and she picked them. Metzia doesn't have to be, by the way, finding dafka or wallet. She picked wild berries growing. It's not a wage that she earned. It's not something that she earned. It's not a schus moment. It's something that she happened to have been zeichen. L'cha'oira, this din is certainly derabona. Now, one thing that's mavur in the Gemara, it's a Gemara later on, daf tzadik vav, it's a Gemara about Metzia, that Metzia so isha labailo, kidei shaloi tehava lo evo. There's a certain resentment that will destroy the marriage if the husband has a chiv to support her. And because of that, she's walking away with things of her own. So because of that, Chazal put into place this takana. There's different ways of explaining the Eva. Tosis says by us, there's Eva of Mizonis. He's going to be resentful. He's not going to support her properly. Or Stam will create resentment. He feels like she's taking advantage of him. So Chazal said that the Metzia Soisha goes to the husband. Of course, if you see the Metzia Seisha is going together with Maisi Adayim, that will create a new chiddush. A woman that says, Ein Nizonis Ve'ein Yoisa, where the husband doesn't have a right to Maisi Adayim of the wife. So maybe he doesn't have a right to Metzia. Or maybe not. Maybe Me'eva is a separate category, has nothing to do with the Mizonis Maisi Adayim relationship. Dos Alein, for Shalom Bayis, they were misakin that her Metzias go to her husband. This Lamaisa is a machloikis, the Rosh, the Tur. Pais can bring down a machloikis between the Rosh and the Ramah on this inyan. There's one more nekuda that's worth mentioning over here. The Gemara cheshbens out that there's really a machloikis tanoim of what he calls maisi adayim aidei atchak, which means like this. A woman could work. She puts in a regular normal work day. That avada the husband zeichin tmuras mizonis. Yeah, she can say Nizonis Veni Oysa, but Deval, that he has a Chiv Nizonis, she gives her Maisi Adayim to the husband. That's Pashut. Then there's a level of Mizonis which is called Oidif. The leftover, Hadofo, that also, Lamaisa we had in the previous parak and parak Afalpi, that goes to the husband. That's Tmurath Mo Kesef, the extra spending money. Then there's something else. What happens if she works? She's a workaholic. 2 o'clock in the morning, she has a job working on the phone. She's doing programming at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's not the normal time of work. You can't look at that as a schus to her husband, or maybe not. At the end of the day, this is when she's working. This is machlok tanoim. It's not klar had a paskin. And in the middle of the poskim have a shmuz in Simen Pedal, the Bach, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo, that kenzaim won't be moitzi miyodeo. The same l'chayru will be true by mitzia ideat chak. That means we said a woman's in the forest and she stumbles on a patch of raw strawberries and she gathers up the strawberries. That's a mitzia that goes to the husband. What happens if she makes herself in gansim meshuga to come up with something? That's like mitzia idai ideat chak. So in that moed you're talking she'll be able to keep. You can't be mitzia from her. So the halacha that we have in the Mishnah over here, the Mishnah just puts it simply, Metzias Yerusha Maisyadeh Lebailo. Yerushoso, this means a Yerusha that she yashed from her side of the family. Her father died. The husband's not Yerush Hishver, she's Yerush her father. Obviously, if she doesn't have brothers. Hu oichol peres bechayel. The husband, however, has a schus, it's nichsim alog. The husband has a right to achilas peres, to use any assets that she yashed bechayel. Now the Mishnah is going to say a chiddush. Boshtov gomo shalo. Let's say she's injured. So we know that choyvel, where it's not momen hamazik, and it's not odom hamazik momen shalchaver, it's odom hamazik odom, we call that choyvel. There's hey dvorm, kimavur in the Mishnah in a choyvel. Nezek, tzar, ripuy, sheves, boishes. If somebody's mazik, somebody else is chayv the pchisas domov, how much less he's worth on a market to be sold for an evid. We call that nezek. Tsar is the value of the pain. The whole Gemara in Achayvel had a shots that up. Ripui, a doctor bill. Sheves is lost time from work. And Boishes is also on a sliding scale. Her Boishes and her Pagam, she was injured. Her Boishes and her Pagam belong to her. Obviously, the Mishnah doesn't make reference to the other three. Boishes is one of the five. Pagam is just another way of saying Nezik. We had that Sprach in the end of the third parak, the beginning of the fourth parak. So what's missing over here is Tsar. So Hashem says Tsar is Poshut, that Tsar goes to her. There's no reason why the husband should have Shaikas. Nezik, you could say if she's damaged, so Memeli, it's his wife that's damaged. Tsar is a feeling. It's an emotional thing. It has nothing to do with him. Boishes, you could say also the Boishes has to do with the husband. Boishes goes together with the Nezik. The Ripui, the Rishonim, say is Pashut that it's going to go to him because halo he has a chiv l'rapoiso. One of the Tanoi Ksuba is that he has to pay for doctor bills. So the doctor bills are going to come off his, come out of his pocket, they go to him. L'maisa, the Loshon the Rambam, is that the Ripui goes to the husband. The Rosh explains it's not really goes to the husband, it really goes to her, but L'maisa, that amount of money, whatever the refu is, l'maisa, he's not going to have to pay it because somebody else is paying the doctor bills. So the raid in the poskim is that the nafkamina will be in a case where they made a shuma and they awarded a certain amount of money refu and they already paid it. They give it to the father because to the husband because the husband's paying his wife's hospital bills and she has a miraculous recovery. So who's it going to be shaykh to? Is the refu ba'etzim shaykh to her? But, of course, her husband doesn't now have to pay refu because it's been awarded elsewhere. So she gets the money. Or, because he's responsible for the refu, so the money goes to him. He'll pay the refu. He'll end up paying less doctor bills. She gets out of rehab much quicker. And he'll keep the leftover from the shuma. That'll be the machlekes rishayim. So we have covered boishes upgam. We just spoke about tsar, which is posh that it goes to her. We just spoke about Ripui, which seems to be a machlek Rishonim. The last one is Shevis. By most of Rishonim, it's a dover poshut, that Shevis goes to the husband. Hare, maisi adayim of a woman belong to her husband. So who's losing work time, if not the husband? Who's losing work time, if not the husband? Unless she said, eini nizoinis veini oisa, that there she's getting the maisi adayim, so if she's not taking mizoinis from him, that the Bishmul has a discussion at the beginning of Siman Pei Gimel. But otherwise, a regular woman who's being supported by her husband, the husband lost the work time. Lemaisa and Toisvis, in the beginning of the parak, Samachayom and Beis, it sounds not Poshut. And the child is, how could you argue with that? It's basic. Aleph Beis, the work time is his. So we're going to say a vort, but Amir Tzashem, we're going to leave that vort for the end of the Mishnah, where the Yisoid is Mucha. Reb Yehuda ben Beseir Oimer, we just had the first part of the Mishnah. Reb Yehuda ben Beseir is Moisev here, Chiddush. Bizman she Beseisa, Lo shnei chalokim v'lo yechod. If it's a mum shebaseisa, lo mazogon she's hurt by somebody, and it's something which doesn't show up outwardly, it's something the velt outside can't see, but there's damage there. So most of the hurt is his. Says the Yudim and says Hanoche is that a certain amount of pigam, a certain amount of nezek, of a wife is shaykh to her husband. We'll say it this way. The husband, l'chayra, is the nizik, because if ishte kegufoy, then she shaykhed him. It's not that he's zoicha in her guf. It's that b'mido misuyemes, he's the nizik. What degree is he the nizik as opposed to her? So the Mishnah says, b'zman shebaseiser, lo shnei chalokim v'lo yechod. When it's a mum baseiser, she's suffering in silence. Nobody sees it from the outside. It's less shaykh to him. Bizman shebagolui, lo shnei chalokim v'lo echod. When it's a mum bigolui, so both the busha and both the begam is more shaykh to him. A man is sensitive to how his wife looks. So memela, if it's bizman shebagolui, he's more the nizik than she is. Shaloi, you know some miyad, his money, so the mazik is chayv miyad. Shalo, you want it to be for her. You don't want it to go to the husband. So what do? You lokach bem karka, you have a keren. And you invest that, he'll eat the peiros of the revach for now, like every other nichsim maluk that a wife gives to her husband, and the keren kayemis law for after the marriage. Now, Tosfos is very bothered. It's really the Gemara that seems to tap on this nekuda, but without getting into the whole sugya, the Gemara, call it Tosfos' interpretation of the Gemara, call it what the Rishonim and Moisev on Tosfos are very bothered. Why does it have to be over here, either or? Lamazogon, a woman, is hurt. And Lamazogon, there's permanent damage. That damage
is meshach shaychi to him and shaych to her. The woman herself is now a cripple. The husband now has a wife who's a cripple. He's going to have to hire household help. He has a wife that can't take care of the house, can't take care of the kids. His house is on wheels. Why shouldn't you say that as much nezik is shaykh to the wife is shaykh to the husband? Why does it have to be if he's more of a nezik, then she's less? If she's more of a nezik, then he's less? What does one have to do with the other? The nekudah l'chayri is an understanding, a deeper understanding of what chayvel is. Chayvel doesn't mean that whenever a person is damaged, the halacha is whenever a person has damage due to something, so the halacha is you have to pay him. For instance, the marshal, somebody's car is totaled, and besides for the value of the car, is also the fact that he makes his parnasa that he drives a car. Until he buys himself a new car, which is going to take a few days, he lost a few days parnasa. There's no chiyuv shevis. The chiyuv shevis is not for hefsedim. The chiyuvim of hei dvarim that are by bodily damage, by a choyvel, is a gzeis hakosuf, that the Torah was mechadish, that somebody who is a nechbal has a din to also claim other side damages. Besides for the nezek, which is true by if a person damages somebody else's property, there are also side damages that are also nitn lihitova. But it's not a din that anybody can be teveh, any loss that they have due to a situation that was caused. That being said, there's no din that if a woman, it was nechbal, al yidei mazik, al yidei choyvel, her husband is also losing because Lamaisa, like we said, for the rest of his life, he has a wife who's compromised, he has a wife who's crippled. He's not a nechbal. Loss, en lecha hefzid godlum mizeh, the nebuch, rachmon al tzanayid, whose wife is crippled. But he's not a nechbal, he has no tvir. The only way Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseris says what he says is because he's understanding that the ishtoi kigufoi defines both of them as partly the nechbal. Plag gufa means that the shame nechbal of his wife's guf is also him. L'mashal, there's no havamina that if a husband, Rachman al-Slan, is crippled, that the wife has damages. Even though the wife is definitely going to lose by the fact that she's losing a breadwinner. Why don't we say that he can't help her at home? Why don't we say that for the rest of her life she has to suffer with a husband who's deformed, crippled, maimed, whatever it is? The answer is because ishtoi kigufoi means the isha is part of him. We don't say that he's part of her. That's the relationship between a husband and a wife. She's part of him. Therefore, he's partly the nechbal. But the fact that both of them are damaged, are hurting, are missing, is not a siba to be mechayiv, the dmei chavola. Going back to what we mentioned before, how could it be that if lamaisa, a woman was damaged, that her husband shouldn't get maisa yadayim? Why by teis is this a mutcherai? The answer is because again, maisa yadayim is not the regular. If a person's car is damaged, he does not teveh the maisa yadayim of the car. He's teveh the value of the car. So if a person's damaged, l'chor the nechbal is teveh the damage. The Torah was moisif auxiliary chiyuvim for the one who's a nechbal. And the question is the husband the nechbal on the Maisi Adayim? He's a nechbal on the Gufoi Isha, therefore he has the Boishis, which is totally big Gufoi, Gufo slash Gufoi, and he also has the Pagam of Gufo. But Maisi Adayim is losses. The losses are not shaykh to him, he's not the nechbal. So Memela, according to the Tanakama, there is no chiv on the Maisi Adayim. And we understand the Tanakama argued and rebuked the Memeser on that itself. The Tanakama holds that a husband has schusim in his wife, but not that he's the nechbal. That's why there's a machlokes tanoim over here. They might both be damaged, but the only nechbal is her, not him. Therefore, everything goes to her. Rebuked the Memeser holds we consider the husband partly the nechbal. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis. Ha'poisik mois l'chasonoi, u'meis chasonoi. There's a din where a person promises money as part of a shidduch, which is done even today. Every parent promises a certain amount of support. The din that's mavur in the Gemara and Daf Kuf Beis is that normally, even though a chiv is only chal with a ma'aseh kinyan, but d'mei nidunya that are promised right with a shidduch, simultaneously with an erusin, we see that as something that could be chal without a kinyan. Heinein advar maniknim ba'mira. Is it because there's more gemiras das, or it's because it's a different type of hakno? That Achranim discussed.
But the ma'aseh, the halach is when a person is posik mois l'chassonit to give to his son-in-law, it's chal, it's binding, he has to give that amount of money. Problem is, what happens? Is that money owed irrevocably? What happens in meis chassonit? Amru chachom, yochalu sheyoymah, the father could claim, l'chicha yisi reitzelitin. The one that I took for an edim, the one that I did the shidduch with that I was mechayev myself to, is the son-in-law that I chose. I never chose you. I don't owe you anything. That means we see this chiyuv as subjective to the one he was mechayev to. This halacha is really a halacha that's inherent in Das B'nei Adam. Similar to what we learned at the beginning of Perek Afalpi, that when a husband is mechayev himself to Tosefes Ksuba, he's only mechayev it, even if it's b'shaaseris and al das that he's going to be koinus or chibas bir. But if he never manages to be machnas her, so then he wasn't mechayev her. If he divorces her before the knisa, before the chuppah, then adayt d'achi was mechayev. Over here, the father-in-law is only mechayev his son-in-law adayt d'achi. The Rishonim do bring down that b'mei Rishonim de'um misakin, that even if there's a nesuin, the regular Dmei Nidunya that a father-in-law sends into the marriage with his daughter was only al das that the marriage has some type of kiyum. Either she gives birth to a child, or the marriage lasts at least a year. Then we say that the zivug is a zivug shel kayama. But if they parted within a year, one of them died, so then we don't see that as an irrevocable maton, even though it wasn't spoken on b'shas ma'isa. We see that as the daito, the stomach, the bnei adam, that a daito, they weren't mechayev.